has got to be a problem.
Welcome back to Bunta Vista. Oh, I'm Theo. No, I've got cum for sale. Hot as fuck. No order too big or too small for my loads. Cum for any occasion. Get your order in for next Easter. I've got bags of cum so big they'd blow down Goliath himself. I've got cum white as pearls. I've got cum that's slightly yellow. Each bag comes with a certification according to the four C's. Clarity, colour, consistency, and cum. I got cum from the Americas. I got cum from Anatolia. I got cum from so far east you'll think it's from the Andes. Got a friend looking for something exotic? Why not buy some cum that smells like thyme, specially prepared? Buy in bulk. Get it as frozen ingots. Chip some off when your friends come around. You, sir, with the long hair. Don't tell me your missus wouldn't be left smiling from hearing hole to hearing hole if she'd opened the larder. There was a big sack of cum in there. We'd sort the groceries out easy as church Sunday. How much can I put you down for, sir?
So you're having a second crack at doing this voice as a guy who's selling something gross.
Same character.
Oh, it's the same guy. Oh, Bunta Vista Cinematic Universe. I'd love to know more about him, but I guess...
Yeah, because he was selling intros last time.
Hell, you're meeting him right now.
He was selling lightly used, rejected intros. Yeah, that's right.
Delicately soiled.
I guess we're not... You're probably not going to tell us any explicit details about him, are you? We're just going to have to sort of interpret...
Revealed through storytelling, sir.
I'll take a half pint of cum, please.
Oh. Very good, but I can see you're a discerning customer. I'll tell you what. Why don't I bring out my finest stallion? Andrew, get out here and say hello to the gentleman.
Hello.
Now, sir, what if I offered you some straight off the vine?
So just maintain eye contact with me. Don't worry about him.
Is it more expensive if I get it from him fresh than from what you already have at hand?
Oh, no, it's much cheaper, sir. Cuts down on transport.
That's horrible. That's truly disgusting. Well done. Thank you very much. Hey, it's a shame that none of this cum will ever be used to fertilize an egg. We talk about eggs in Big Egg.
What's big and small at the same time? Big egg, 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 big egg.
Oh, big! I want a big egg for breakfast, eat something the size of my head. Hop out of bed, toast up a whole loaf of bread. Won't eat for a week cause I'm gonna stay fed. Big egg this morning, frying it up while I'm yawning. Realization is dawning, egg is too big. Don't own a pot, it will fit. Egg white all over my shit. Crack in a pan that blots out the whole sun. Cook up an omelette that must weigh a ton. Flip it and serve it and eat, I deserve it. Big egg means my day has begun.
This comes to us from WJHL in Tennessee.
Oh, the Jill.
Elizabethton hosts 200th Peter's Hollow Egg Fight.
Now...
Hmm.
Is Peter's Hollow a place, or is Peter a guy with a lot of hollow eggs?
Peter's Hollow is a place.
Okay.
This is the Peter's Hollow egg fight.
Because I was really struggling to picture how it's going to work, piffing hollow eggs at people. Like blown eggs? Imagine trying to throw one of them at someone with any kind of force.
Be caught in a breeze, yeah.
That is losing all velocity instantly.
What started as competition between local farms turned into a unique Easter tradition. The first Peter's Hollow egg fight took place in 1823 as farmers competed to see whose chickens laid the hardest eggs.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Y'all call that a hard egg?
This year marks the 200th fight, having paused in 2020 and 2021 during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Huh. All right.
Couldn't even go outside and wage egg war on each other.
Yeah, to find the hardest egg.
That seems like one of the few activities you could have done with social distancing.
Yeah.
This actually seems like the only thing that did stop in the United States. The fight is held on Norman Peters' property, who has served as the host.
So it was still going during World War II?
Yeah, and World War I.
They didn't break for the Great War?
Yeah, they didn't pause for the Civil War. They didn't pause for World War I. They didn't pause for World War II. Didn't pause for Vietnam. Didn't pause for Korea, Iraq, Iran. Yeah.
COVID, though?
They stopped for COVID. That's very interesting. The fight is held on Norman Peters' property. This year, the fight was led by his son, Jamie Peters. Oh. For him, there's rarely been an Easter that didn't include an egg fight.
Why?
Because it's tradition. That's what we do.
Got to do something.
Yeah. This is egg fighting country.
So they've had Easter eggs going back 200 years then. Is that right?
I believe the egg as a symbol of Easter is relatively old. Like a couple hundred years.
I think it was like Santa.
Where's the rabbit come in?
The rabbit?
Well, I mean, they lay the egg.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The rabbit is a symbol of renewal because they fuck so much.
Because they fuck so much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quote, I'm 56 years old and I've always been at an egg fight. Like your whole life?
Whole life.
Whole life, egg one fight. Big egg fight.
Yeah. And then you die.
After church on Sundays, we would have an egg fight. And I grew up just over here. My grandfather and grandmother lived here. And so as long as I've been alive, it's always been held on this property.
That's kind of beautiful, though. Like, it's a silly thing that they've obviously been doing for generations.
200 years, two centuries.
For something like that silly to last? I don't know. That's kind of nice. I think nothing the world needs a little bit.
Nothing silly can stay, normally. Yeah.
Does it snow in Tennessee?
This can.
I don't know. Maybe. I always think that there are parts of America where I'm like, there's no way they get snow there because it's very hot in the summer. But in the winter, they get snow.
Because maybe if it doesn't snow, they need something to huck at each other, you know?
Oh, true.
Of a season. Oh, it's that time of year. Gotta whoop something at each other, you know? Don't really mind what it is, as long as it's got a good hand feel. I don't know how you really judge the hardness of the egg from having one thrown at you. I feel like the ability of the egg hurler is coming into it a bit more. Like, one of my kids could throw an egg at you that was quite hard, but then I could throw an egg at you and you would think that the second egg was harder because it was coming at you a lot faster. That's what I think. I think it's all about perspective.
The only thing we're able to discern is an amalgamation of multiple properties of the egg. We can't uniquely... What if you were very able to ascertain the weight and speed of the egg by looking at it? Then you would be able to make the calculation based on the perceived hardness of the actual hardness.
Do you think there's any cheating going on? You think anybody's chilling those bad boys down in the freezer for half an hour before they get out there?
Oh, you'd be able to tell because it would feel cold.
Yeah.
For many, the egg fight was a time for reunions.
Hmm.
Quote, I mean, it was a time when all the families would come home for Easter, Peter said. They've moved off and come back. Getting to see people talking, laughing, just having a good time, Mike Cole said.
Yeah, and then you... Bean your nana with an egg going 200 kilometers an hour.
Jethro, you're back. Are you back for good? Nah, just here for the egg fight.
Peter said not everyone who attends is a yearly participant.
Hmm.
Quote, there's people that you just expect to see at the egg fight, he said.
Yeah. Who?
Quote, I may see them a couple times a year, but I know I'll see them at the egg fight. And then every year there's four or five people who shows up and just heard about it. A couple of strangers.
In fairness, if I was in town and I just heard, oh, you happen to be here on the weekend that we all gather at a farm and throw eggs at each other, I'd want to see.
Yeah.
I'd check that out, yeah.
Yeah.
A stranger is just an egg fighter you haven't pelted yet.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
The event is usually divided into four age groups, 0 to 3 years, 4 to 6 years.
Oh, that's so cute.
7 to 12 years, and adults.
No, 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 that's no good. Mix it up. Let me throw eggs at the 0 to 3-year-olds.
Yeah, I reckon keep them separated, but on brackets. And then, once you've worked out the cream of the crop...
Combine the brackets.
Combine the brackets. Like trial by fire. Trial by fire.
Yeah, because you don't want to. You don't want like a 40-year-old man with the arm of God just demolishing a baby.
You don't want your best 40-year-old against your worst 2-year-old. You want your best 2-year-old yes. versus the best 40-year-old.
Absolutely. Yes.
And then we find out, you know, does age and experience have anything to do with it? Or can you be a real natural? Can you be yeah. born with it, you know?
Or yeah. is the thrower irrelevant? And is the egg hardness?
It's all about the egg.
It's only the egg hardness what counts when it comes down to it.
Oh, a 2-year-old with the hardest egg?
It's always the 40-year-old who happens to be throwing the hardest egg at the littlest baby. Coincidence.
I think it's absolutely crazy that the adults category begins at 13.
Yeah, imagine getting to whip some eggs at a 13-year-old. That'd be sick.
We shouldn't, probably. That's my belief. I reckon let's maybe give the 13 to 18-year-old group. Even then, throwing power of an 18-year-old is compared to a 13-year-old. That's a pretty big step up.
Are we allowed to bring tools? Is it only, like, can you, is it like just sidearm? Or can you kind of bring a sling?
You don't want to see a guy who's shown up and he's got one of those, like, things on a stick that people use to throw the tennis ball for their dog at the dog park.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And he's got a chilled egg in there. Ooh.
Yeah, he's out to kill someone.
He's boiled that egg for like 90 minutes.
Toddlers typically receive a dozen eggs, while the two younger age groups get 2 dozen. Damn. Adults usually get 6 dozen. That's a lot of eggs.
That's a lot of eggs.
There's no way of getting a specific number on how many eggs that is, but that seems like a lot.
More than 50.
100, 200 eggs?
And one trembles to think, what if it's a baker's dozen? You know?
Yes.
Terrifying. Yeah.
That'd be 6 more eggs.
Could be any number of eggs.
However, this year, the number of eggs was reduced due to rising costs.
Yeah, this is an expensive event.
Joe Brandon, you've done it again.
200 years of egg-hurling, good old-fashioned Tennessee tradition, and they'd have had to scale it down because of what's going on over there.
They make you only pay $5 for the door charge.
But then they sting you with the eggs.
They sting you with the eggs.
This is an egg farm. Right? Did we say this at the start?
Unclear. It's a place where they hold the egg fights. I don't know if it's an egg farm.
Yeah.
I just know that's where they go down the road from the egg farm.
Yeah, it is just. I just kind of assumed they were chicken farmers, given that they were getting together once a year and throwing eggs at you. It says as farmers competed to see whose chickens laid the hardest eggs.
Yeah, 200 years ago in 1823, sure. Back when America used to produce stuff, these guys were all chicken farmers. And now
these are all imported eggs, Chinese eggs.
These are Chinese eggs that they're throwing at each other.
I'm getting 140% tariff on each of these eggs.
Meanwhile, these guys, they all work in call centers. They're all debt collectors. They come to one spot every year to throw eggs at each other.
Driving in their Dodge Ram with like one of those $6,000 a month car notes. Oh, these eggs are killing me. To refinance my car.
The number of eggs was reduced due to rising costs. Just 1 dozen for the youngest participants and 3 dozen for the adults. That's half as many eggs.
What's the fucking point? What's the point? You know? It takes me the first 2 dozen to warm up.
Yes. You don't get your eye in
until the third dozen.
It's like bowling.
Just hitting, yeah.
It's not until your fourth or fifth game when you remember roughly where the middle of the lane is.
Yes. Yeah. And your ninth beer.
Yeah. How do this is a bit of a tangent, sorry, but like, you know when you watch professional bowling, which we all do all the time?
Yep.
And they basically just get like strikes all the time?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy that like the wiggle room is just kind of in like missing a couple of shots. It's not like, you know when you play with your friends, getting a strike, you're like, wow, this is crazy.
Yeah, you get two in a row, you're fucking doing laps.
Yeah, that'd be nuts. But to these guys, they're trying to get a strike every time. It should be harder.
2 strikes in a row, I am laughing in my children's faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the participants stepped up for those who may not have been able to afford the extra dozen. Quote, I even brought and several families brought some extra eggs in case people showed up that didn't have eggs, Peter said. So you're bringing the eggs to then dole them out to people as they need them from each according to their ability. To provide eggs to each according to their need to throw eggs.
You know what would be cute is if they gave the 0 to 3-year-old category quail eggs.
That's fucking adorable. That's really good.
And it'd be easier for them to throw, for sure.
And you give the seniors ostrich eggs.
Oh, 65 now we're talking. And up.
Ostrich eggs.
While trophies were given out to the winners, those attending said it's about more than winning. Quote, I mean, win or lose, you're all winners here, Cole said. Our whole community is a winner.
Not sure that's how we really define wins and losses in competition, but go on.
Yeah, there is a winner. There's definitely a winner in this.
Yeah, those Chinese egg importers or exporters, I guess.
Dunking on you with mean TikToks.
You can't like horrible AI images of Americans making their own eggs in factories.
You can't start a sentence with win or lose and then say you're all winners, because you've defined some people as losers already, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, some people are coming away from this absolutely fucked.
Yeah. They probably know the egg losers in the town as well. These families that have been there for literally hundreds of years.
And they've never won.
Whenever they talk about them.
Yelling at them on the streets like, hey, Jared, still picking eggs out of your boots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you suck at throwing eggs. Yep. Yeah. And so does your whole loser family.
Yeah, and then he says, consarn it, and he throws his hat on the ground, jumps up and down on it, and he needs that. He's only got the one hat.
Yes.
Doesn't make any sense to damage your own hat out of your frustration.
Yes, his proficiency at egg throwing is kind of a microcosm of his entire life.
Yep.
Can't throw an egg, can't keep a wife, can't keep a steady job.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can't keep
one hat to his name, yeah.
Yeah. Quote, this is something I would do as long as I can, Owen Camp said. Like, I'm going to do it when I'm an adult.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Big plans. Big
dreams on that child.
Yeah. I just said I'm going to do it till I'm dead.
Gee, mister, when I grow up, I'm going to throw eggs.
Just like I do now.
Yep.
Probably some more.
I have no dreams. I'm currently doing what I plan to do for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Throw eggs.
This kid's going to get his mind blown when he goes on the Scooby-Doo coaster.
Yes.
I couldn't. It was
I know, it's still closed for maintenance. But
still closed for maintenance.
When it's open, though, can you imagine how good it's going to be? It was so good before.
As the years go on and the tradition is passed down, Peter said one thing will never change. Quote, even though I don't live in Peter's Hollow, we will still have the Peter's Hollow egg fight somewhere in Peter's Hollow, he said.
Jesus Christ. Stop saying Peter's Hollow.
Peter's Hollow?
This guy's name is Peters. He doesn't live in Peter's Hollow. Peter's Hollow, as they probably call it.
Yeah.
We sold it to a Chinese farming concern. A
Chinese egg importing business. It's just a landing strip. Fucking transport planes coming in day after day, loaded up with cheap Chinese eggs, gone into our American. What do they have for breakfast over there?
They're pancakes. They eat pancakes, and you use eggs when you make pancakes. You
know? Going into our three cheese omelets.
Yep.
Pancakes is such a child's thing to eat for breakfast.
Yeah. If you get like a stack of pancakes for breakfast and you're a grown man, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Eating that with a bib on? I know you are.
I think you could do it as a treat every now and then.
I don't need treats. I'm 30 or 40 years old.
Hey, if this had happened in the UK, they might have written about it in the tabloids. We see what's happening in the tabloids in Tabloid Phenomenon.
Fist-headed man destroys church.
13 barber shops are now open in this small part of a Welsh town, and people aren't happy.
Oh, down the barber's district?
The barber's quarter?
Take a left on Barber Street.
And I'm not talking about people from the Barbary Coast. I don't even know where the fuck that is. Is that Turkey?
Oh, down in Anatolia?
The coastal regions of Central and Western North Africa. Yeah.
Okay.
The Barber's Quarter.
A bid to open another barber shop in a small Welsh town has raised concerns about sustainability from local traders and residents. It comes after another planning application was submitted to turn another shop on a high street into a barber's. There are already 13 barbers or hairdressers in Porth Town Centre, according to the local Chamber of Trade, all of which are within around a 0.3-mile radius or 6-minute walk from each other. Look,
how do we reckon this happened?
As a guy who goes to the barber... Love it. If I walk in and all the seats are full, I just turn and I walk in any direction for a couple of minutes and I'm getting my hair cut.
You get to one of those stupid fucking ones with the two-way mirror. It's got the, like, ESPN on or whatever. You go...
Two-way mirror? ESPN?
ESPN? Two-way mirror? What are you fucking talking about? What the fuck are you talking about?
There's a chain in Australia called Tommy Guns, and it sucks.
Yeah, it sounds like dog shit.
There's one in Westfield, Garden City.
Mm-hmm. And they've all got like there's all the shit all over the walls, like the prints.
It's the Auntie Donna cool hairdresser sketch. You come in there and they're like, "G'day, cunt. What do you want for your fucking hair, hey?
Yeah.
You want a bourbon?"
They're already like thrown like a can of beer at your head the moment you've walked through the door. You're meant to effortlessly catch it and say, make me look like a Nazi tank commander.
Yeah,
giving you a beer in a mall barbershop?
Oh, wow, man.
You probably can't get it in the mall one.
Jimmy Rods used to. When I used to get my hair cut at Jimmy Rods, they give you a can of Young Henry's.
Jimmy Rods?
I didn't think they could sell you alcohol, but they could give you alcohol.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll have a fucking Newtowner or a 150 Lashes or some shit at 12:30 on a Tuesday while I'm getting my short back and sides.
Yeah, when in Rome. Anyway, those places suck.
Yeah, real bad. No good.
But, like, this is like when you're playing, you know, Sim City 4 or whatever, and you lay down some, like, a commercial zone and 16 of the same shop pop up. That's how the dice rolled.
Yes, but it's cosmetic, so it doesn't impact the gameplay.
Whereas
I think the 13 barbershops in Porth,
some concern about the gameplay here.
And I mean, also, it's cosmetic in the sense that it is purely focused on appearance.
Surely this is like a problem that will sort itself out.
That's what you would
market.
Think.
The free market.
Unless there's demand. And then it's fine.
It might be.
What if some dastardly Turks are using them to launder money?
That's true.
True that there could be a problem with the Turks.
Yeah. Hadn't thought about that.
We've been looking into it for a while.
I've seen Eastern Promises.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're sending money from Wales over to Anatolia, over to Asia Minor. They're sending this money from the barbershop.
Well, let's see what the concerns
to
are.
The Dardanelles.
There are worries from both businesses and local residents that this could result in the valley's town being overrun with barbershops.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're describing.
That's the
thing. It's not a risk. Oh. That's what it is.
Yeah.
How mad would you be if you were trying to find a store where you could buy a nice collared shirt for going out to nightclubs in?
Yeah, you're looking for a YD?
Yeah, but it's nothing but barbershops. It's nothing but barbershops, you know?
Yeah.
Is there a Tarakash in the area? No, only barber.
You must be getting your shirts from somewhere.
Where are you getting your shirt from, you ask the barber?
They send them.
Haircut first. The Porth and District Chamber of Trade has written a formal objection to the planning application, explaining that it would be, quote, detrimental if it was to go ahead and be approved. Dan Parry, who is vice chair of the Chamber of Trade, says businesses are worried that there simply isn't enough clientele for this many businesses offering barber services in a small town.
Yeah, that's right. But, I mean...
Again, self-solving
problem
in that
case. Yeah.
Yeah, and like surely if there's an influx of new ones that don't... Like, I'm not a big free market guy at all. I just do believe if suddenly too many open up, it's not like everyone's going to shift to the new ones and the old ones will disappear.
Yeah.
People will be like, well, I already have my guy.
You've built up a rapport.
Yeah.
I already have a roster of four barbers that I go to.
Yeah. Well, I've got a short list because obviously if they're full, I just go to the one next door.
Yeah.
If they're full, I go on. But like, it's like your preferences. They will get exhausted before you get down to, like, the 13th barbershop.
There are also concerns from other businesses that if the planning application was to be granted, there will be less shoppers in Porth due to it gaining a reputation of being a town oversaturated with barbershops.
Well, yeah, hey, fucking sounds like it. You put it in the news.
Don't head down to Porth. Too many barbers.
You want to go down to Porth? Oh, that town that's all barbershops?
Yeah.
No.
It used to be all right, but it's really gone downhill since it became all barbers.
All barbershops.
Oh, I don't want to say the word, but there's definitely too many barbers down there. It's kind of a no-go zone.
Saying the B word.
Used to be a place that, yeah, families, you could go, you could have some fun down by the waterside, you know, get a beer. Now it's all, it's overrun with barbers.
There's so many barbers.
Yeah.
You can't get out of there with your hair the same length. You can't.
Yeah. I thought since Brexit,
yeah,
we'd fix this.
Thought we got rid of those guys. Yeah. We're cutting our own
all the
hair
barbers?
In the kitchen with a pair of clippers we got from Asda.
I told my son not to go down to Porth. He came home in tears. He was growing his hair out. And I've had him.
He left with a number two. He didn't even realise till he got home.
He didn't have any money. They just told him this one's on the house.
He actually looks pretty good.
He looks pretty good, but he's not happy.
Kind of a fresh new cut for him.
A recent survey of the town centre conducted by the Chamber of Trade in 2024 found that respondents already noted an overabundance of certain businesses, such as, quote, fast food takeaways, beauty parlours, and barbershops. Mr. Parry said that this reputation will only be worsened if another barber's were to open, undermining small businesses which are opening, as well as those who have served the town for years. Undermining the other barbers that are opening, as well as the other barbers that already exist.
Yeah.
This is just such a, like, I truly believe a rising tide lifts all boats. What if you become known as like the haircut capital of Wales?
Yeah, haircut absolutely. Mecca.
The men's haircut capital of Wales.
Yeah.
That's where you go. You and your buddies do like a weekend haircut trip.
Haircut wouldn't go anywhere crawl. Else.
Let's hit all 13 in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Get them to take an inch off every barbershop.
What if it's like, what if it's like speeding up evolution? You know, all the barbers are competing to be the hottest barber in the area, and they're innovating new barbering techniques.
Yes.
Yeah. They're coming up with whole new hairstyles. I've been getting my hair cut at a place that is down near me. It was one of those like Big Boss or whatever the fuck kind of chains. They're all like all barbershops in Australia are one of a couple of chains of barbershops, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Except that like the two young dudes that were working there, they've like bought the shop for themselves and renamed it and everything, which is nice. So I've been getting my hair cut there, and they, you know how they have like pictures of theoretical haircuts on the wall? You know how they've got, you know how they've got
purely theoretical,
like the hypothetical haircut photos on the wall.
Haven't had a demonstrable proof done of them yet, but we know that it's probably true.
Well,
they have put this in the large haircut collider and
yes,
had it come out.
Well, I saw a photo of a haircut, the likes of which I had never seen up on the wall when I was there. Now, this is a visual. No,
new
it's not
haircut?
A visual medium. God damn it. God damn it. It's not a visual medium.
It's the other one.
Yeah.
It's an audio medium. I'll do my best to describe
it's a
it smell to
based
you.
Medium.
So the haircut is somebody's got like a fade. They've got a fade going up from the bottom, and then it's all like very sculpted and everything at the top. But like partway down the fade, they've got like three lines like shaved into the hair, right? Like going at this diagonal angle down towards the back of the neck. But then down towards the back of the neck, there's three lines that meet up with those other three lines, but they're three lines of hair that's been allowed to remain amongst the fade. So it's like there's shaved hair with there's shaved hair with the positive space of hair in these three lines, and then there's like hair that's longer further up with the negative space of three lines. And they're like doing optical illusions with shaving
dazzle
of
camouflage.
Hair.
Trick haircut?
What direction is this guy traveling and how fast?
And like I've seen some weird barbering shit before, but I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You guys are working up some new material.
Which we should be doing.
Exactly. And I guess what I'm proposing is put more barbershops into Porth and let's just see what happens, you know?
They're in the pressure cooker.
Yes.
They've got to come up with new ideas, innovations.
Yes. The demand, the pressure is going to be getting to them, you know?
But first town in Wales with the golden clippers.
Yep.
Yes.
There's a hairdresser that's just opened up in Highgate Hill in Brisbane near Lucky Duck Cafe. Wonderful, wonderful place.
Shout out to Lucky Duck.
We love Lucky Duck. Then the only signage they have that faces the outside world is they're on a corner, and in the bit sort of above, I guess, where the roof space is, they have spray painted $20 haircuts. And then on the windows, they have put up dozens of very small pieces of paper at eye level height, but in a single dotted line of these small pieces of paper that say $20 haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
Strong messaging.
Strong, clear messaging.
Yeah, go in and get a fucking $20 haircut for the place that doesn't have an immediately discernible business name.
Yeah,
they simply say what they have.
They're not paying for one.
Yes.
So they pass those savings down to you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And there's no wandering in and thinking to yourself, oh, I don't want to ask.
How much are the haircuts?
Their haircut
I don't want to ask in case it's outside of my budget.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
My mum gave me two $20 bills, and I'm hoping to take some change home to her.
Well, you can get two haircuts.
You can get a haircut, and you can stand up. You can stand up, walk away from the chair,
time.
Turn around and sit back down and say, you know what? Hit me again.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Make it longer this time.
Or you sit down in the chair, and then you pull out a second $20 note, put it down on the little counter in front of you, and then you point to one of the other hairdressers. You go, I want him as well.
Ooh.
I want them both. Together.
I want to be able to do the barbershop equivalent
one on
of
each
saying
side.
Barbershop equivalent of saying leave the bottle.
Yeah.
You know?
Bring both hairdressers.
Yeah.
Just getting a clipper on either side of your head at the same time is
a water bottle service?
Imagine.
Oh, and then their clippers meet in the middle.
Oh. Yeah,
that's right. And then there is a horrible mechanical noise.
What if I get one barber holds the hair and the other snips?
Yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Anyway, check out the $20 haircuts place next to Lucky Duck at Highgate Hill. Someone I know got a haircut from
And how was it?
They did not look great. I've never...
So they got their money's worth, though.
Yeah, no, it looks like a $20 haircut.
Has ever got... Like, it's... I've had, like, friends give each other bad haircuts as a joke. I used to have my hair cut only by my friends when I was drunk at house parties, and they would give me kind of bad hair.
No
as a prank. But I've never had someone like go to a hairdresser. That's fucked up. That's no good.
Pay too little for a haircut.
Well, I mean, $20 is like in the context of haircuts, that's fucking nothing. The age of the
Yeah.
Actually, Lucy and I Theo were saying this disparagingly about you the other day while you were around. You're like going to like a mall haircut place that you go with your boys, right?
Me? No, I'm going to barber.
You and your boys went
you're
to
going
like a
to Porth.
Okay. Yeah.
No. Sorry. She owns the place. Yeah. It's just her. She bought it off like a guy named like Con or something who ran it for like 40 years.
I don't think mentioning his race was necessary, but
I didn't mention his race.
You're assuming, my friend. What if his name was actually Constantine and he was Russian? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Good point.
And of course, now I'm revealing what I assume that you assumed. The new application has been submitted for the change of use of 64 Hannah Street from an amusement arcade, thumbs up, to a barbershop, thumbs down. Mr. Parry said, a lot of our members are hairdressers and barbers and have to come to us with their concerns about this application. We've been told there's not enough clientele for them to compete with each other and another shop, especially because you might only see one shop, but there are multiple barbers or hairdressers in them. That's true. It says barber, but they are often hiding more barbers inside the store.
Yeah. So we're saying 13 barbershops, but there might well be 26, 39, whatever 13 by 4 is. Yeah.
It's simply not sustainable for the businesses in Porth to expand because there are now 13 businesses offering men's haircuts in a town of 6,000 people.
That's very funny. That is,
I don't
is
know
so
what the correct
shops.
Proportion
the
is.
Right
I've got
number.
No fucking idea.
Yeah.
Let's do some quick back of the cigarette packet maths here.
You're doing stuff on the back of a cigarette packet?
Oh, that's what they used to say back in the day, except they used to use a different word for it.
let's say there's two barbers per shop. Let's just call it there's 25 barbers,
yes.
6,000 people, 25 into 6,000. That's 4 by 60. That's 240 people per barber. If they're getting a haircut once every month.
Yes.
I have no idea where to go with the numbers from here, but that sounds pretty reasonable to me.
Yeah.
But are we also assuming like a gender break here where we're assuming that it's mostly people who identify as men getting their haircuts in a barbershop?
You're right. Okay.
So, yeah.
That's skewing the numbers,
down
right?
Down half, yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm looking at it. 240 people. And let's say they're doing like 20 days in a month. That's 12. But about half of those, probably men looking for a haircut, let's say 6 people a day per barber. That's not enough. That's not sustainable. We have to get some of these fucking barbers out of here.
That's right. Yeah, we haven't.
But what about people from...
You want twice that.
Outlying rural areas.
Yeah, people coming in from out of town because they've heard about all the barbers.
That's right. What about the tourism dollar?
At what point do people start coming in out of a sick curiosity?
Yeah. Well, they can't go to the arcade.
No.
Because that's closed down for another barber.
Oh, what do you want to do while we're in town? I guess I'll get my hair cut again.
Yeah,
that does seem like a bad proportion. How often are you guys getting your hair cut?
It's supposed to be once a month, but it's probably more like once every 2 months.
Yeah, really tell when you've let yourself go. You look like shit, dude.
I feel like I probably, if I'm staying on top of it, I'm probably getting my hair cut more than the average person.
Yeah.
And I reckon that's probably like at its most frequent, maybe once every sort of 3 weeks.
Yeah, you look good, right. Though. You take care of yourself.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Yep, get my hair cut once every year and a half, maybe.
Yep.
Yeah,
you gotta get those split ends trimmed, you know?
Yeah, I certainly do. Yeah, and right now they're in a fucking state.
Well,
this is an audio medium.
Almost due for your yearly trim.
Yeah, that's right. People are gonna be coming in. I think this will start a thing. I think it'll be crazy in a year's time that we didn't already know about Porth as like the
barbershop capital of
Wales. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or teach some of the barbers to code.
Yes.
Microsoft's Copilot is easier than ever.
Shut up.
Is today's sponsor.
Playing down a challenge to our listeners, can anybody out there find a town in the world with a higher concentration of barbers to size of population?
Fuck. You know what? I bet, you know how there's a couple of towns like on the Mexico side of the Mexico-USA border where they have like an unbelievable proportion of dentists because people go over there for cheap dentistry?
Oh, yeah.
I bet there will be like, I bet Tijuana has like more like nail salons and hairdressing salons per person than like anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, and the regulations are more lax as well. They'll give you the haircuts that... You can't get in the...
That the FDA won't.
The FDA.
Mr. Parry continues, the lack of diversity it creates within the town centre is also a problem and is causing a deficit in customers for the high street. If it keeps being repeated that there are only barbershops in the town centre, you're not going to go there unless you want a haircut. Yep. Checks out.
Yeah. Right.
I often do want a haircut, though. Then, if you already have a barber... In Tony Pandy, for example, you're not going to go to Porth, even though there are independent businesses opening up, offering new things. In a letter opposing the proposed change of use, the Chamber said, "This application is detrimental to Porth Town Centre and should be refused. Approving yet another barbershop in a town already saturated with similar businesses would offer no tangible benefits and would indeed pose several harms. It would strain existing barbers / hair salons, erode the diversity of the high street, contradict the council's own development plans, and go against clear public sentiment." Is the clear public sentiment that we don't need any more barbershops?
Yeah.
I just really feel like this is a problem that's going to solve itself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want these guys to go out of business. I want everyone that... wants to run, whose dream is to run a hairdressing salon in Porth thrive.
Yes. Yeah.
But if the people aren't there, some of them are going to die out.
Something's got to give.
It's going to sort itself out unless Porth Council leans into this and starts like funding it a little bit so that the novelty can attract people to Porth. You have the fucking haircut week every year. You make a big deal out of it.
Haircut festival.
Haircut festival.
Yeah. You get a manufacturing, like, tertiary goods going. Sweep all the keratin into a big vat.
Yes.
Boil that up.
Make a homunculus. Why isn't that your thing? The Porth homunculus. It gets bigger every year.
And the hair's free. You'd be throwing it away.
You can have novelty cocktails that are in, like, the things that they put the comb in, like blue cocktails.
Blue cocktails.
You know?
Yeah.
Get a little comb in there to stir it with.
Yeah.
You could be making something out of this.
Biggest wig exporter on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And obviously, you have, like, pageant-style competitions in which local barbershops enter their innovative new haircutting styles.
Yeah.
Yes.
New dizzying heights of barbership.
Yep.
That'll dazzle your fucking mind. How about this? Guinness World Record.
Yes.
Most distinct haircuts given to a single individual by separate barbers in a single day.
Who doesn't want to get a train run on them by the local barbershops, you know?
Yes. A no haircuts refused snip fest to a guy who started out with a beautiful, really long head of hair and a massive beard. And by the end of it, he's just got like a really tight, awesome fade.
But he looks really exhausted.
Yeah. Oh, he is. But he's very satisfied.
Super the eyeliner's fun. Running.
Yeah.
After the Chamber of Trade posted about the application on social media, many locals commented that there were already plenty of barbers in Porth. One said, "They are overrun with barber shops." And another person added, "Objection raised! More need to do the same. This is getting beyond a joke."
I think it's arriving at a joke.
Yeah.
I think once the whole town is barbershops, that's when
then it's a good
it's at
joke.
The joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, what's funny to me is commitment to a bit.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know? So, like, don't come to me with your "we've got a few too many barbershops and it's getting beyond a joke." Come to me with "we're almost all barbershops and it's almost a joke."
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Hey, if you were a barber in Porth and you saw another shop front being refitted and they were putting up one of those red and white spinny poles.
Oh, fuck.
You would think, uh-oh, that's a bad sign. We look at bad signs in omens and portents.
You shall see hail fall from a clear sky and burn as fire upon the ground. You shall see darkness cover Egypt when the sun climbs high to noon. And you shall know that God is God. And bow down to his will.
This comes to us from K-A-R-E in Minnesota.
The care.
St. Paul's steeple catches fire after suspected lightning strike.
Up. Doing some sinning.
Yeah. A suspected lightning strike set the steeple of a century-old church ablaze Thursday afternoon in St. Paul's Frogtown.
Frogtown?
Hell came to Frogtown?
Yeah. Hell came to Frogtown.
That's fucking interesting. According to the St. Paul Fire Department, crews were called to a church on the 500 block of North Farrington Street just before 3:30 p.m. on a report of a church on fire. Videos posted by the department shows flames burning through the top of the steeple as crews arrived. Fire was extinguished and no injuries were reported, but St. Paul Fire said the steeple appears structurally unstable, so they established a safety zone in the area. While it's too early to know the official cause of the fire, officials say they believe the steeple was struck by lightning.
Hmm. Huh.
And that's who makes lightning again, remind me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is the god of lightning and thunder?
Yes.
It's God, who is the god of everything.
Yeah, everything.
It's kind of all his domain.
Maybe which Zeus.
Denomination is this?
Well, see, now that's quite interesting because I was curious about that as well because the Pope died this week.
Pope died.
You guys saw this and I was like,
yeah, we're currently recording this as we are currently popeless.
We've noted
a kind of like a less popely feel to the podcast this week.
Yeah.
That's not just us.
We are sans Pope.
We are a popal.
Yeah.
Currently. So it's a Lutheran church, and Lutherans are Protestant. So not at all connected to the Pope's death.
No.
Although maybe just this is a...
Same God, though. Same Jesus. They do believe in the Trinity.
Could be, yeah, could be Catholic God rubbing it in.
Could be the Catholic God rubbing it in.
Of being like, well, something bad just happened to us. Fuck you. We're going to take out one of your churches.
Yeah, just a reminder that Martin Luther was wrong about all that shit he nailed to the door.
Yeah, zap.
I'm not saying that that's true. I'm just saying
Saying that from the perspective.
Maybe that's the message.
Not Theo's opinion. It just could not be my opinion.
About Martin Luther's deeds.
It's an opinion that could exist.
If you work for that church or you are in the congregation of that church, how does that feel?
Yeah.
Like you have to have some way of rationalizing it. One is that you would just be like, well, that's just completely not at all connected to anything to do with God's plan, even though everything is part of God's plan.
No, you know what I'm doing? I'm locking in and I'm turning to the parishioner next to me and I'm going, hey, he works in mysterious ways.
That's a good one.
Done. Yeah. Fucking done and dusted.
They don't find any answers, and visitors come to the town, you know, a month later, and it's raining, you know, it's a bit wet, and there's rain getting into the chapel because the roof is still open. Yes. You can still see the charred remains, but it sort of feels like it's cast a pall over the entire town.
Mm.
There's no easy answers.
No.
The church is all burned out and there's rain coming through the roof and all the parishioners are sitting in the pews and it's got like kind of a Silent Hill sort of a feel to it.
Yeah. It kind of like feels like the symbolic like turnpike for the town that's sort of just not really able to recover from. Yes. Man turns on man, neighbor turns upon neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Wolves eat dogs in the street.
Yes.
Next thing you know, that church has been bought and refurbished into a barbershop.
Yes. That's right.
Natural course of things.
And we study the natural course of things in Nature Corner. It's time for Nature Corner. Country roads take me home to the place I belong. Winter is Nature Corner. Rubber crabs sit my dick. This comes to us from K Gunn in Arizona.
The Gun.
Graham County Health Department looking for man exposed to rabid bobcat.
Oh.
Now, already this sort of spark a bit of intrigue in your mind because, as we know, to identify rabies in an animal, you have to put its brain into like a centrifuge.
Yes.
So you have to turn its brain into mush to find out whether or not it had rabies in it. So they know that this specific bobcat that a man interacted with had rabies, but they don't have the man. So what the fuck?
They've got the bobcat?
But they have the bobcat. And it's not like the bobcat's providing testimony. He's not saying, oh, I interacted with this man, by the way.
Ah.
Please put my head in the blender.
Take my word for it. I am rabid.
Fucking... I'm just looking at a bobcat now, and that is a magnificent creature.
They're beautiful, aren't they?
Mm.
Creature of God like that shouldn't get rabies.
The Graham County Health Department is searching for two men who are in Araviper Canyon, Turkey Creek area, on Sunday, April 13th. The two men who were driving a white Jeep were talking to hikers who had an incident with a bobcat, according to a... Two men who were driving a white Jeep were talking to hikers who had an incident with a bobcat, according to a news release from the Graham County Health Department. One of the two men had contact with the bobcat. The bobcat subsequently tested positive for rabies.
So they do have the bobcat?
Some steps missing there.
Two men. They want to talk to the two men who were in the white Jeep who were talking to hikers who had an incident with a bobcat.
Yeah.
And I guess they revealed to the hikers that they... also had an incident with the bobcat, except one of them had made contact.
When I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with seven wives.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them had rabies.
One of them had rabies, yeah, and needs to be contacted.
Well, so the second group, the hikers, I guess, reported the incident. Then they came and got the bobcat somehow. They just went into the wilderness and went, it was this one.
Yeah.
Got that bobcat.
Gave it a bonk on the head.
Put it in the scrambler. Went, yeah, this fucking guy has fucking rabies. Now we've got to find the guys in the Jeep because one of them contacted, made contact with the bobcat.
That could be anything. What, you sent the bobcat a letter?
Was he attacked?
Yeah.
And then just didn't do anything about it?
I feel like if he's got rabies, then we're going to find out where he is eventually.
He's only got like 3 days, isn't it?
3 days, yeah.
Something like that. He's got 3 days, and then if he doesn't get the vaccine or whatever, he's like...
Yeah, bam.
Dead?
Yeah, he will be dead
at some point. This just seems very, like a lot of spurious connections are happening. So you're just going to have to try and like post a bunch on social media to be like, if we don't contact this guy in time, he is going to die of rabies and he will be past the point. We have 72 hours yeah. for our Facebook and Instagram posts to reach a man who is in a white Jeep.
Before he turns.
Before he turns into a dead guy. Mode.
He becomes a were-man who's just a dead person.
Anyone that's listening to this who has to look after social media profiles for a job, you'll know that they've really throttled your fucking reach as well. Like, you can't get an Instagram or a Facebook post in front of people's eyes in time. Like, there's simply no way to communicate that.
Yeah.
And now we're relying on the social media algorithms to save this man's life because he had a contact incident with a bobcat and then didn't, like, go to the hospital?
They should have another way. They should
There's got to be another way.
Like a big speaker.
Yeah, that just, like, says a guy's name and yeah. then he knows that he's got rabies and he needs to get to the fucking hospital.
Dave! You have rabies! Echoing out across the forest.
I just hate the fucking idea that there is like a walking dead man and he doesn't even know it. Because yeah. he's like, wow, I can't believe I survived that encounter with that bobcat and didn't need to go to the hospital. I am fine.
I'm good.
Yeah.
That bobcat ain't shit.
We'll never have to think about that bobcat again. Meanwhile, he should really be thinking about that bobcat. He did not think about that bobcat enough.
That's the danger, isn't it? Sometimes you think about a bobcat too much.
Yes.
Sometimes not enough.
Yeah, man, it's so hard to find that sort of sweet spot in the middle, isn't it?
Who delivered the bobcat?
I don't know how they got that specific bobcat either.
Did they send it? They must have sent people. Like, yeah, that specific bobcat.
Right?
They could have caught the bobcat's brother.
Yes, they look very similar.
Yeah.
Oh, I see how you would have thought. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No, I'm not the rabid one.
Impression.
He's the rabid one.
Leave my brain. In my skull.
Please do not centrifuge me. The health department wanted to evaluate the man who handled the bobcat. Handled?
Handled,
what do you
yeah.
mean by handled?
Yeah.
Give him a little cuddle?
He picked it up and cuddled
it?
Is this
it
like that
He's
woman?
He picked it up.
You guys see that American lady who picked up like a wombat baby and then like the whole country of Australia was just like, we're going to kill you now.
We will kill you.
We should have shot her with a gun.
Yeah. You should leave because we are about to decapitate you.
Yeah, we don't have many guns, but we're going to go to where the gun is.
Yeah.
The Australian gun. We're going to put in the code.
One, two, three, four. Oh, here, I have the gun. Got to use it on that lady.
One gun safe.
Health Department 1 to evaluate the man who handled the bobcat to determine if any treatment was needed. The news release said, well, I hope not.
Yeah.
I
the treatment really is putting him down like a dog.
How come they can work out whether a treatment's needed for a person, but for a bobcat, they got to open up the skull Ray Liotta style and put it in the machine?
Yeah. Are they going to put the man in the machine and then say
no? Well, just his brain to work out whether or not he needs to be treated.
Well, good luck to that man. That was definitely an episode of the podcast, Punta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us. We are bereft of both a Pope and Lucy at the moment. Lucy had a small surgical operation today, which by the sound of it went well.
Hooray.
I think she's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an operation we can joke about, but you guys can't.
So. Yeah, we can joke about with her because we have like a robust friendship with her. But I think joking about it in her absence would be an unbelievably poor taste. But we will leave you to imagine what it could have been.
Yeah. On this popeless playpril.
Yes. On a playpril without a pope.
Yeah.
Please keep on plugging the podcast. This is all we have is playpril. There's no other fucking way.
We don't know how.
We don't know how. There's no good way to do it. I don't want to run ads on other people's podcasts.
Do you want us to run ads?
Play a clip of the show.
There are books on how to do this, but they cost money.
Podcasting for Dummies. $29.95 at Dimmix. I'm not buying that.
Hey, if you're like semi-famous and you've got a bit of audience reach or anything.
Fucking come on.
Like be cool. Be cool about it.
I know no one ever wants to like say that they're famous because everyone thinks that whatever like level of success and fame they've attained, that like it's the people above them that are famous. They're just still kind of like a regular person. I'm talking directly to you. You know who you fucking are. You are quite famous. I need you. This is it. Step it up. I need you to do a plug.
You could change our lives.
Just mention us on your next KEXP or whatever. Just sort of like in between songs, be like, this one was actually inspired by, it's this Australian comedy current events podcast. Yeah, just that really got me thinking about this thing. Just drop it in there.
Yeah, we're cashing in on this.
We need it now more than ever. Just midway through a set, just sort of mention us somehow. It'll be like when Haim shouted out the Scratch the last time they played in Brisbane.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they didn't come in.
No, Lord, no, they didn't fucking come in. I would have noticed. Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe out there. We'll talk to you on the weekend. Just be well. That's all we ask. That and shout us out after the third song. You've already established like a good vibe.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy, you know.
Anyone else in here listen to Bunda Vista? All right, this time I'm definitely, we're done. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.